Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lily Martin, 71 of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin, 71 of Wausau. Dale J. Olson, 58 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly last Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Advent Christian Church, Laval. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials are preferred in lieu of flowers. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dale J. Olson, 50 of Reedsburg. Carter Matthew Hies, 20 of Rural Hill Point, died suddenly Monday from injuries received in an automobile accident near Bear Valley. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. Carter Matthew Hies, 20 of Rural Hill Point. Tina Marie Main, 63 of Boscobel, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A gathering of family and friends will be held Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held Wednesday at 10 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Tina Marie Main, 63 of Boscobel. Daniel A. Fredericks, 59 of Muscadet, died October 16th after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be sent to Dan's sister, Catherine Bloom. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Daniel A. Fredericks, 59 of Muscadet. Cynthia Cindy Noble, age 70, died Thursday at a Grace Hospice's Memory Care Suites after a courageous battle against multiple myeloma. A private burial will be held. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Cynthia Cindy Noble, age 70. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Joe and Olivia Price had a son, John Russell.